This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army released videos on Friday it said showed ground combat in Gaza and aerial strikes on Hamas targets. The army said troops continued to operate in the area of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, where soldiers killed several militants by tank and sniper fire. It also said airstrikes were conducted in response to rocket launches on southern Israel, as well as against militants and infrastructure of Islamist militant group Hamas. Hamas has a new proposal for a holiday ceasefire deal, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Hamas official says the militant group has put forward a new proposal for a ceasefire deal. International mediators had hoped to broker a six-week ceasefire before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began earlier this week. But talks stalled with no agreement in sight. Now senior Hamas official Osama Hamdan says the group has put forward a new plan along similar lines as its previous demands. He declined to give details of the plan or explain how it differed from any earlier ones. Mediators had proposed a deal that called for Hamas to free dozens of hostages being held in Gaza, Israel to release Palestinian prisoners it's holding, and a major influx of aid into Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been struck by a missile, but later said further inspection found no damage. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups.